This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Lumigo. If you've built anything from serverless, you know that if there's one thing that can be said universally about these applications, it's that it turns every outage into a murder mystery. Lumigo helps make sense of all of the various functions that wind up tying together to build applications. It offers one-click distributed tracing so you can effortlessly find and fix issues in your serverless and microservices environment. You've created more problems for yourself. Make one of them go away. To learn more, visit lumigo.io. Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Today marks the first day here at the Duckbill Group for our new principal cloud economist, Tim Banks. We're looking forward to seeing what shenanigans he gets up to here once we show him how the sausage really gets made. Now let's get into it. What happened last week in AWS? Amazon CloudWatch Application Insights now supports container monitoring. The CloudWatch Application Insights team has discovered that customers like to run their applications inside of containers. Who'd have thunk it? Amazon EC2 Autoscaling introduces predictive scaling as a native scaling policy. You don't want to partake in a drinking game of drink every time machine learning is referenced in an AWS feature or service, because regardless of what it is you're drinking, you will die. AWS Application Cost Profiler. I have strong opinions about the entire cost optimization and profiling space, and this service, implemented correctly, would be something that my customers would adore. Unfortunately, I kicked the tires on this thing, and it just completely fell down. It's difficult to get it set up, the flows are extremely non-intuitive, and then you have to instrument your applications to report usage back into this thing somehow. I don't know how in the world this thing ever saw the light of day in its current, clearly unfinished state, much less why this basically feature offering is listed in the AWS console as a first level service. I really, really want something in this space to exist as a native offering from AWS, but unfortunately, as it exists today, the AWS application cost profiler is just not anywhere even remotely close to there. I'm sorry, but it's just not. AWS Compute Optimizer now supports exporting Amazon EBS and AWS Lambda recommendations to Amazon S3. I'm not kidding, but when I say that all this thing does is very simple and straightforward, and that thing is it saves a CSV file to S3. That's it. There's no more magic. That apparently warranted its own complete feature release. AWS customers can now self-opt in to AWS Wavelength Zones. Real customer obsession would allow AWS customers to self-opt out of periodic console redesigns, ridiculous services appearing in the console without prior approval, and managed NAT gateways being available within their accounts. Announcing enhancements to Amazon Recognition Text Detection, support for more words, higher accuracy, and lower latency. The last time AWS taught people new words, they included nonsense like Tranium and Fargate. How AWS partners can get started with AWS Outposts by knowing what it's not. When your product's value proposition is so poorly articulated that you have to define what you're selling by what it isn't, you've got more marketing work to do. How to connect legacy machines and devices to AWS using the ConnectSense Smart Power Cord. This answers the age-old burning question, what if a Wemo smart plug cost $130 and required a bunch of wiring lambdas together to do anything even slightly useful? Introducing AWS App Runner. I kicked the tires on getting App Runner working in my environment, and it was surprisingly straightforward. My only beef with it now is the roughly 17 different ways to deploy containers to AWS without much formal guidance as to which ones are appropriate for which use case. It's incredibly confusing. More on that to come. This episode is sponsored in part by our friends at Chaos Search. You could run Elasticsearch or Elastic Cloud or OpenSearch, as they're calling it now, or a self-hosted Elk Stack. But why? Chaos Search gives you the same API you've come to know and tolerate, along with unlimited data retention and no data movement. Just throw your data into S3 and proceed from there as you would expect. This is great for IT operations folks, for app performance monitoring, cybersecurity. If you're using Elasticsearch, consider not running Elasticsearch. They're also available now in the AWS Marketplace if you'd prefer not to go direct and have half of whatever you pay them count toward your EDP commitment. Discover what companies like HubSpot, Klarna, Equifax, Armor Security, and Blackboard already have. To learn more, visit chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you just so you can see them facepalm yet again. Improve aircraft parts provenance using Amazon Managed Blockchain. You know that Managed Blockchain is a real thing that customers use because this entire article is written in the abstract without a single named customer reference that I can spot anywhere inside of it. Amazon, look out for Vision Accelerator Proof of Concept, or POC, kit. AWS sells hardware via a lengthy blog post that ends with the rousing call to action, you must talk to our partner's sales team to order one. Speed up YOLO V4 inference to twice as fast on Amazon SageMaker. Tell me you're just making things up with random words crowdsourced from Twitter without actually saying that. Introducing AWS CloudFormation Guard 2.0. 2.0 is AWS speak for we have completely missed on this service, so we're doing a reset. So far, I haven't yet seen someone disagree and commit a 3.0 release tag. Getting started with Bottle Rocket on AWS Graviton 2. Using an AWS-specific Linux distribution on an AWS-specific processor has never been easier, or a smart move. And lastly, a new white paper has been released on best practices for organizing your AWS environment with multiple accounts. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief, and I implore you to make good choices.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.